Scientists agree that the Great Barrier Reef is in strife, facing threats from climate change, coral-eating starfish and coastal runoff. So they've been turning to tourists to help them monitor the system's vast array of coral reefs, a feat too big for research organisations to handle alone. George Roberts reports.
If you're going snorkeling or scuba diving on the reef this summer, you could help protect it by taking a few photos. Queensland's University of Technology is using online adverts to encourage people to get involved, saying,
"You don't need a lab coat to be a scientist in Queensland this summer. Just togs and an underwater camera."
Once photos and their location have been uploaded, QUT scientists can use them to map the reef's coral cover. Off Cape Tribulation in far north Queensland, Brooke Nicora is the eco-manager for a snorkel tour group. She's also been uploading pictures and data to the Great Barrier Reef Marine Park Authority's Eye on the Reef and Sightings applications.
We're the ones out there getting the information, seeing what's happening literally as it's happening. So we can actually go back and record that. That gets put into a big database, and therefore, you know, Grumper can see trends and just get general stats and things like that.
The Marine Park Authority's been using this crowdsourcing model for years, collecting more than 40,000 images of the reef. Fred Nusifora is the Director of Education, Stewardship and Partnerships for the authority.
The reef, as most of us know, is a very large complex ecosystem stretching 2,300 kilometres along the east coast of Queensland. So the Great Barrier Reef Marine Park Authority can't be everywhere all the time. So that's why, as you said, George, the power of community is so very important for us to have an ongoing understanding of what they are seeing occurring on their little patches of the Great Barrier Reef. And, you know, they can be helping us to protect their patch by, contributing their sightings via the Eye on the Reef network.
Brooke Nicora again.
I think it's not only important, but it's also a bit of your responsibility. I think it's almost like our insurance, I suppose, that we, you know, give all this information to secure our reef for the future, basically.
EcoTour manager Brooke Nicora speaking with reporter George Roberts.